Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Crunch Wrap for Tuesday, February 5th, 2019. I am your host, Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. A California legislator has introduced a bill that aims to stop scammers from being able to spoof their area codes. You know those calls that you get on your cell phone, you look at it and you go, oh, it's from my area code. And in fact, it's got the same three digits as my phone number too, right after the area code. The senator who did it said, tweeted out, in 2017, Americans received over 30 billion robocalls, and experts estimate that between 30 and 40% of those calls were scams. Today, I introduced a bill to stop these illegal and intrusive calls. It is SB 208. Neighbor spoofing has become increasingly common in recent years. These dial systems, scammers are able to pretend they're calling from the same area as you are. The aim is for scammers to have more people pick up the call with the caller ID reading as from the same area code. The task force, having already convened in 2016 to try and find solutions to tackle the problem, the bill puts pressure on telecom companies to take action by July 1st, 2020. All right. So a little bit simpler story to break down, because like we've all had it happen. So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. This is long overdue. If you're anything like me, you get at least two or three of these calls every single day. It is your area code, and oftentimes even the next three numbers are the same as the call. So you're like, well, is this somebody that I maybe don't have in my phone anymore? Is this a callback from a doctor's office or whatever else? And you pick up the phone and it's immediately a recording. It's a robocall. And it's incredibly annoying, and you go through and you block the number and you try not to make it happen again. I've been blocking numbers like a mad fiend for months now. And if you're somebody who, let's say it's your mom or dad or your grandma or your grandpa, they're getting these calls. They don't necessarily understand or know how to block the number so it doesn't call back. And that doesn't stop the call either, because they just cycle through to a different number, because it's not like a person sitting in an office making a call. It's not like that at all. And the only way really to stop it is for the telecom companies to crack down on what they're doing. So it's about time somebody finally stepped up and did something about this. Now, whether these calls are legitimate businesses who are just trying to get you to do business with them, or whether they're scams looking to take your money and give you nothing in return, does not matter at all. These calls are obtrusive. It makes it impossible to go through your day and not want to pick up your phone and go, who is this? What's going on? And if you are of a certain age, you want to answer the phone. I grew up, the phone rings, you answer it, you're excited about it. We've reached a point now where you look at the phone and it's like, send it to voicemail. That's not great, because it's just taking us further and further away from each other. And it's corporations and companies, and more importantly, scammers, getting in between us and our friends and our day-to-day lives. So hopefully the bill goes through pretty quickly without any issue. And hopefully the telecom companies actually step up and do something about it before the hammer of the government comes down on them. That's your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole, hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful